Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the August 16th edition of Barbecue Shop Talk right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. We're going to give you a call-in number if you get a chance tonight, and there's someone out there who'd like to ask a question of one of our guests, Tim or I. The number is 347-202-0263. Again, that's 347-202-0263. You can reach us also on Facebook with questions at Facebook/Barbecue Shop Talk, and you can always go to our website and check us out at BarbecueShopTalk.com. We have a couple of exciting guests tonight. Both of them are featured members of the South Carolina Specialty Foods Association. We have Nancy with Nancy and Christine's Thousand Island Dressing. We also have Tina with TLC Confections and Gifts. Both of them are near and dear to my heart. Enjoy both of their products. We're going to have Nancy on in the last half of the show, and Tim will be taking care of her interview, and I will talk to Tina on the front end. We also have Garland calling in tonight. Give us a little update on the class that he has coming up this weekend, and more importantly, tell you how you can get on the list for the February class coming up, since this one's already sold out. Very popular class. A lot of stuff to learn from that. Tim and I both are playing a part in the event this Saturday. We're both excited about that. And we're going to say hello to Tim down in the Low Country and let him give you a recap of last week and everything going on in the barbecue community and a review of what's coming up this weekend. How you doing, Tim?
Doing well. Again, Thursday already. I can't believe it. The fastest half hour in barbecue, as I like to say. Just want to let everybody know that we want to say a huge congratulations to our good buddies over at Smokin' Stacks for their first place finish out of Bilo Barbecue Cook-Off in Piedmont, South Carolina. Also pulling in top two is Quit Smoking and my good buddy Dennis. I haven't seen him in a little bit. Potbelly Cookers rounding out the top three in the Bilo Barbecue Cook-Off. Looking at the calendar coming up, Mark had mentioned about this Saturday, the Carolina Outdoor Cooking Class. It is sold out. So, folks, thank you so much for your response to that class, and we'll be talking with Garland a little later on a future date he's going to put out for us today. So looking forward to speaking with him. Just to let you know, the RhodesScholar.org classes, my 2-week-long basic barbecue classes, are also sold out. Those are second weeks of October. I do have a few slots left in the advanced class, but it's filling up quick. I think we're down to maybe 6 slots for the advanced barbecue class being held October 7th through the 12th at the beautiful Palm Team Resort in Ridgeland, South Carolina. Now, the advanced class is through Lifetimes Institute with Gene and Schatz, and the 2 basic classes that were sold out were through Rhodes Scholar. So we had a great turnout and sign up for that. I do have some 2013 dates that we'll be putting on our website at barbecueshoptalk.com. So keep an eye out for those. Looking at the calendar coming up, September 1st in Clover, South Carolina, the Butts and Bluegrass, which JT's Barbecue will be out there competing. So come by the site and say hello to us. I'll also be out at Lake City at the Sacramento Tobacco Festival, September 14th and 15th. I'll be cooking out there. We'll have to catch up with some of our listeners. And then rounding out the first 2 or 3 weeks in September will be the Smoke on the Water event at Senate's Inn. So, folks, if you want interested in cooking any of these events or get some more information on them, please visit the South Carolina Barbecue Association's website at scbarbecue.com. Go to their events tab, and it will give you a list of events as well as the information for the event coordinators. Just want to do a quick mention of our November 10th class, Girls with Grills. We finally got everything together, everything in print. Looking forward to a wonderful class just for the ladies in November. We'll be covering everything from charcoal grills to gas grills, even cooking a nice little filet mignon lunch there. We'll have some Mary Kay representatives on site with some gifts and some door prizes, as well as making a contribution from the class to a women's organization. We're looking at the Susan G. Coleman Cure for Breast Cancer, so we're making a nice donation to them as well. So looking forward to a great class with the ladies. It's kind of the only way Mark can kind of get up with the ladies, I guess, is to hold a barbecue class for them. So we're looking forward to seeing those folks out on November 10th at the South Carolina State Farmers Market. So that's the calendar, Mark. So about you.
You know, I spoke to a lady just yesterday, says she's got this very, very nice gas grill. She doesn't know how to turn it on and use it, so she's ready to sign up for the class. And I've already had five or six ladies up here tell me they're interested, ready to come. They want to be able to learn how to use a grill. Some of them actually have husbands, and this is surprising to me, that do not use grills at all, and they have them. So they want to learn how to use them. I think it's going to be a great class. I changed one thing on our class schedule. There's going to be a surprise in coffee for breakfast, because I'm going to do a special dish that we've done, and a multi-winning dish on a Friday Night Anything But, and we're going to make a version of it for a light breakfast coffee and a special beverage for the ladies. It will be non-alcoholic, but it will be somewhat special. And I know I'm just really excited about this class, just the quick turnaround in just a week, just the first week of really discussing this with a few folks. I think we'll have a great class. I think we'll sell out soon. So if you're interested in us being in this class, please check us out on Facebook. We've actually posted a flyer there, and you can get in touch with Mark and with myself or Tim, and we can get you some more information directly through email, get you signed up for the class. And, again, that was on November 10th out at the South Carolina Farmers Market. And we start with our first interview here tonight. We have Tina with TLC Confections and Gifts, a friend of ours. We've done a number of specialty food shows together. And I like her tagline for her business, is where no crumb is left behind. Hello, Tina. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Mark. I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. We're always interested in the history about a South Carolina Specialty Foods Association member and how you got started, how long ago, kind of where you're at. So just give us a brief, or take as long as you like, overview for your business, please.
Well, my business actually got started in 2008 when my husband and I belonged to a small group that we used to go to on Wednesday nights. And I love to bake, and come from a family that likes to bake, but I did not want to have everything I baked in the house. There were only two of us, and that could be dangerous. So
mm-hmm.
I started taking everything I baked to this small group on Wednesday nights, and it sort of became a game. My friends started critiquing what they liked, what they didn't like, and then it just became sort of fun for me to try to find something different every week that I could take to the group for them to try. And one night somebody said, you ought to start a business. And I guess I was just crazy enough to think maybe I could do it.
You know, we have people tell us all the time we need to start a restaurant. However, I haven't lost enough brain cells yet to do that. But hey, small business like you've got is great. And the small groups and all, I have some friends that actually do stuff like that, and they have pork chop groups. They have on a Wednesday, Thursday night. They all get together and just put different flavor profiles on pork chops. So I like the sweets a lot better, and you know what my favorite item is that you have. But give us a few of your specialty items that you make in your shop.
Well, we try to do things a little differently than everybody else does. We do not do a regular chocolate chip cookie, but we have a cranberry pecan chocolate chip cookie that comes with either regular chocolate chips or white chocolate chips. Our peanut butter cookie has Reese's Cups chopped in it, and we do a lot of things like blueberry lavender cheesecake bars, strawberry basil cheesecake bars with a chocolate shortbread crust, and your personal favorite, the tiramisu bar.
Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'll take a whole dozen of those at one time. You know that.
Absolutely.
Kids actually enjoyed those the other day when I brought them home. So anyway, we have a family of five, so it doesn't sound quite as bad bringing a dozen home as it would for just myself. But I'll tell you a little funny story on the side. You're talking about chocolate chip cookies. And this is getting to my next question. I'll tell you the story up front. I have allergies, food allergies, to a couple different things. One of them happens to be chocolate.
Oh.
However, I don't swell or stop breathing or anything. I just actually start sneezing. And I'll sneeze anywhere from 3 to 10 times within a minute or so of having a cookie. So if I bring some of your cookies in the house, try to hide them from the kids, I sneak one out, I start sneezing, all the kids come running in and go, okay, Dad, where's the cookies? So,
you know,
I can't get I can't get away with it. So.
My mother-in-law has that same exact allergy. If she has coffee or chocolate or anything, she will sneeze and sneeze and sneeze.
That's just so totally.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't realize that. I went in and had some allergy testing done, and what kills me is cheese and chocolate chip you're allergic to, and then grass and trees. Well, I'm a golfer, so you can't go play golf and eat chocolate chip cookies. It'll just, you know, it's not good for me. So anyway, what do you have that's special for people that do have food allergies?
We actually have an organic gluten-free chocolate chip cookie, and we are working on an organic gluten-free ginger cookie and an organic gluten-free oatmeal raisin cookie. So we are replacing the things that people might be allergic to, such as the shortening with palm kernel oil, coconut oil, and replacing the white sugar with beet sugar and coconut sugar.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds like it's right up Tim's alley. I know he tries to eat healthy from time to time. Is that right?
Yeah, no, not really.
Okay. Well, anyway, hey, tell us something about the. You know, there's a lot of different cookie companies out there. Tell us what makes TLC Confections and Gifts a little different from the other cookie companies we may run across.
I think the biggest thing that makes us different is just that we don't do the normal things. We just try to use different ingredients and make things just a little more interesting, unusual, like the red velvet white chocolate chip, and we do a key lime bar where we actually use lime essential oils. We have, you know, like I said, blueberry lavender cheesecake bars, and we do use some essential oils in some of our products where once they're baked, of course, you're not going to get the medicinal purpose of the essential oil, but a drop or two of an essential oil can really add incredible aroma to the item and also some great flavor.
I am not very familiar with essential oils and everything. Probably should be, but tell us a little bit more about them.
Well, our tagline for that is we have an oil for that. And essential oils are just derived in the purest form. They're steamed from grass, flowers, barks, trees. Lemon oil is actually steamed from the rind of the lemon. And for example, one drop of peppermint oil is equivalent to 28 cups of peppermint tea.
Mm.
So a little can go a very long way helping heal something as small as an allergy to something huge even. I mean, just wounds, bacterial, fungus, a lot of things. And they are just a natural way of using the things that God provided to us to do some great things in a alternative route to traditional medicine.
You know, last year you bring that up, peppermint oil. My wife actually read somewhere where she, it's good to put in some warm water if you have a cold or sore throat or stopped up head. She actually got some of that last year, and we tried it, and it was amazing how quickly your head would open up if you had a head cold or something.
We actually use it in the wintertime for peppermint bark, which is delicious, but
yeah.
Peppermint oil is also great for morning sickness, stomach ache, motion sickness, headache, and fever. You can even put a drop on the back of your neck when you're outside in the heat, and it will actually help you stay cooler.
Really? Well, that's
mm-hmm.
great. You need to post all that stuff on your website because I think that'd be very interesting for people to do some research on. I do have one question for you. Do you have a banana oil by chance?
I do not. I'll look into that for you, but I haven't even heard of that.
I have one of my contractors ask me, because we do a barbecue sauce, as you know, and a couple dry rubs, and he asked me where you get a banana oil. What do you need banana oil for, Norm? He said that he had heard it will get out any stain imaginable. No matter what you get in your clothes, it will take the stain out. So we haven't had a chance to try it yet, but, hey, that might be something you can check into for us and get back on a later show.
I absolutely will. I have a tangerine oil and a black pepper oil and all kinds of cool things, but no banana oil, so I will definitely look into that for you.
Good deal. Hey, one other thing, a few other things here. Minimum order. Do you have any type of minimum orders if someone called you up and needed something?
We don't. We do everything from individually wrapped cookies and all the way up to platters and 60-piece gift boxes. So we do not have a minimum order.
Well, that's great. Now, I would encourage anybody out there listening, if you have, say, a seminar or class or business outing, golf outing, anything like that, give Tina a call. She'll put together a basket or, you know, whatever you would need for something like that. And she does, I think, baskets for individuals. They could come get a cookie basket if you want to give to a special client or at Christmas or something. Am I correct?
Absolutely. We do cookie boxes for all occasions, and we package them all different ways. We have a beautiful black and white hat box that people love because they can reuse it. And we do individually wrapped cookies to theme. We do a lot of individually wrapped cookies for people that have had new babies. And when the people come to visit and see the new baby in the hospital, they actually receive a cookie with a little tag on it and all the newborn baby's information.
Now, that is just really neat. And it beats a cigar, absolutely, in my book anyway.
Healthier, for sure.
Absolutely. Next question would be, do you deliver, and I'm sure you don't deliver to someplace like Romania, but I'm sure around the Midlands or whatever, you do have an area that you deliver to?
We do. We deliver in Columbia and surrounding areas, and we ship anywhere in the United States.
Oh, that's great. Most important question I'm going to ask you tonight, Tina. People need to know how to get in touch with you at TLC Confections and Gifts. Could you give us all the contact information?
Absolutely. I would be happy to. You can call us at 803-467-8923 or visit our website at tlcgift.net. You can also find us in the directory at the South Carolina Specialty Foods Association. Follow us on Facebook and on Pinterest.
Absolutely. Well, I have plenty of ways to get in touch with you. And anyone out there, I would encourage you to get a hold of Tina if you have any outings that she can work for you. But also, if you just want to swing by and pick up something special for the wife or the family or anything like that, give her a call. And I highly, highly recommend tiramisu bars. My kids recommend sugar cookie bars. And the pecan bars are right up there at the top, too. So I'll give you a few things to start your basket with there. And, Tina, we always enjoy talking with you, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to give us a call here tonight on Barbecue Shop Talk. Is there anything, any parting words you would like to share with our listeners?
I'd just like to thank you for having me on tonight, and I really appreciate the time and everybody listening. We hope that you'll come back and listen again, and we will try to follow up with banana oil and maybe more information on essential oils and how to use them in your foods.
We would love to have you back on and make that a special topic. So once you get your research done, call us. We'll try to have you on the next 30 days or so, specifically about the oils. How about that?
That sounds great. Have a great rest of the show, Mark, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. And tell Gino we said hello. Good night.
I will. Good night.
I know. Tim, that was an exciting interview. I didn't realize all the information about the oils and all. That's pretty exciting. Have you ever tried the peppermint oil like that?
Yeah, actually, I've done a lot with oils, and she's right. You get an unbelievable flavor. But be careful when you leave the amounts that you use. I learned that the hard way on my first gourmet salad test that I had in culinary school, and I overdid it with a little bit too much truffle oil. And yeah, it was a little much, but you learn real quick to use those oils correctly. And when you do, they're wonderful. And, you know, I think what we should do is actually maybe talk to her about maybe having some products out at the Girls with Grills class. I think maybe we buy some of her products out there, as well as some products from my next guest, Nancy Price, and put them out there. I think that would be a hit because it sounds like it's a match made in heaven.
Absolutely. We'd love to have them out. And anyway, you have an interview coming up here with Nancy Price of Nancy and Christine, so I'll let you have at it.
I do. Nancy, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. And I tell you, I love your web address. DipItDressItSpreadIt.com. I'm going to put it on a T-shirt.
Yes, I should.
That's awesome. Well, folks, we're talking with Nancy Price. She's the owner of Price Specialty Foods. And from what I understand, she has one of the best Thousand Island-type dressings on the market, folks. I'm telling you, if you listen to the show, Mark and I always preach, get away from the chains. Get out of these mom and pop or these single partner purveyors who are just creating this awesome specialty foods. And Nancy, you have one of those. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Nancy and Christine's gourmet Thousand Island dressing, and kind of how you got started in the Thousand Island dressing business.
Well, I'd love to do that. I tell you, my mother was a great cook, and she would always fix her special Thousand Island dressing. And I like to say that it was her southern version of the old traditional Thousand Island dressing that was made originally in New York State, because they had the Thousand Islands up there. So I would say Mother had a southern version of that, and she did not put pickles in it. She put olives in it. And so my family, every time we get together, they would want Mom to make the Thousand Island dressing. So, you know, I started making it, too, for my family, and I would make it on special occasions, and my husband and my daughter would rave about it. They'd say, Mom, you got to bottle this. And so eventually I did. I had an opportunity, and I took the opportunity to go ahead and bottle it, and it's been a real nice adventure. I think about my mom all the time. And how she would be delighted to have tasted this in the market, you know, to go out and buy her own dressings.
Wow, well that really does make all the difference in the world, because you're making something that is from the heart, and you can really just tell that from listening to your voice. Now, speaking of other products on the market, what makes Nancy and Christine's different from the other Thousand Island dressings we'd find on the store shelves?
Well, like I said, we don't use pickles; we use olives. And it is made with fresh ingredients, and it's refrigerated. That's another thing that you need to know, to look for me in the refrigerated dressings in produce. And I think that makes it really special. It's fresh. It tastes like you just made it, and you can serve it on your dinner table. And people, I think, will notice the difference. It's not on the regular aisle with all the thousands of other dressings, but I think that my product has just that fresh taste, and everybody raves about it.
Well, that's what I hear. I can't wait to try it myself, actually. And your slogan is dip it, dress it, and shred it. So that's one thing they should look for. I love it. I love the slogan. But where did you kind of explain to us how you came up with that slogan?
Well, when Mother made it, we just used it as a dressing for salad. But then when I made it, everybody said, my husband would say, well, you know what? I'm going to dip my shrimp in this. And then he'd say, well, I'm going to spread it on my Reuben, or I'm going to put it on my hamburger. And so we came up with the slogan, because you can use it on so many things. It's fabulous. You can make it, like I dip my shrimp in it. Like I said, you can have fresh veggies. I dress my salads with it. It makes fabulous deviled eggs. You mash up your egg yolk from your deviled eggs. Pour my dressing in and restuff your eggs, and you have instant wonderful eggs. You don't have to pull everything out of the refrigerator to make them. And also, like I said, we spread it on Reubens and hamburgers and hoagies. And you know what? I think it would make a great, when you had that side salad for your pork ribs or your barbecue chicken, you could use that. You could put that on the picnic table, too, and it would go with all the barbecue. I think it would be great.
I agree. I tell you, that's one of my favorite dressings to use is the Thousand Island dressing. And when you talk about Reuben, that's my go-to sandwich at any specialty deli is getting that Reuben. Now, one of the unique things about your product, and that's a lot of what Mark and I do, is we love to get folks on that are involved in specialty foods. Now, tell our listeners who may be interested in getting their product out to the specialty food market, what are some of the challenges that you faced as an entrepreneur in the specialty foods business?
Well, I guess, first of all, since I do not make the product in my home, I had to find a quality co-packer, what they call a co-packer, a person who helps you package your product. And I have a fabulous co-packer in Simpsonville, South Carolina. It's called Duke Sandwich Production, and I think you probably recognize that name from Duke Mayonnaise. They're kin to the Dukes that had the mayonnaise. They have a plant in Simpsonville, and they are just wonderful. They work with me, and they've made Mom's product taste exactly like the way Mother made it. And so I think that's one obstacle. If you're not going to do your product in your home, if you're not going to produce it, then you have to find a quality co-packer. And I think that's one thing that I really learned through this process, that I was very fortunate to find them to manufacture my product. And then also, it's just getting out there once you have it made, and once you have your it bottled and your label on it, well, then you've got to go out and sell it. And so that's another challenge. and approaching different grocery stores or different small gourmet stores. It's a lot of legwork, but I have really enjoyed it. I'm kind of a people person anyway, and I enjoy talking to new people, and that's been a challenge, but it's been a fun challenge.
It sounds like. And speaking of marketing, what are some of the future plans you have for Nancy and Christine's?
Well, I would like to have some more flavors. Maybe, I don't know, a lot of people like ranch, but maybe I'll do a different twist on ranch, or maybe blue cheese. And I would like to maybe go into maybe a vinaigrette and do something really creative. We'll just have to see what comes in, out of my brain. But also, I want to get into more grocery stores. I feel like grocery stores are probably my best venue because it is refrigerated, and a lot of gift shops don't have refrigerators to carry the product. So I think that grocery stores would be the best bet for me. And so I would like to maybe get into Publix, or Whole Foods, and Fresh Market. Those would be sort of my next three I think I would approach to carry my product.
Well, we'd certainly wish you luck in that endeavor, but where, because my mouth's watering for this already, where can I go and buy some Nancy and Christine's $1,000 dozen right now?
Well, you can find me in the Piggly Wiggly's in South Carolina, and then in North Carolina and Virginia, I'm at the Harris Teeter's. And I feel like that I'm getting just a little bit bigger, and that's good. It's going slowly, but I think that it's a good growth. And I'm getting a lot of customers from, believe it or not, right outside of Washington, D.C. So
wow.
I'm excited about our growth, and we'll see what comes with my new flavors. That's something to watch for.
Yeah, we certainly will. Now, if we can't get out to the marketplace, can we get your product online?
Yes, you can. Go to my website, which is, like you said, dipitdressitspreadit.com. And also you can find me on Facebook at dipitdressitspreadit. And those are the best places to go to order my product.
Now, oftentimes, especially food purveyors are out, and they're like you said, they're meet and greet. They're out, they're pressing the flesh. They're out here talking to the public. Where can we see Nancy and Christine's product? Do you have anything coming up in the future?
Well, yes, I'm going to be at the State Fair, which is the South Carolina State Fair, October the 10th through the 21st. And then I occasionally on the weekends I will do random samplings and tastings at the Piggly Wiggly's. In Columbia, I like to go to the Divine Street Piggly Wiggly and the Forest Drive Piggly Wiggly. And then I go to Charlotte a lot for the Harris Teeter's. And so I will be at different Harris Teeter's in Charlotte area. So I come out and check my Facebook page, and I will be letting you know where I'll be and when I'll be there.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, yeah, so we can just follow you right on Facebook, and we'll be able to see where you're going to be out providing some samples, and we can come out and give that wonderful dressing a try and take home two or three bottles for ourselves and two or three bottles for our friends, I'm sure.
Well, that would be great, and if you don't see it, remember, it's refrigerated in the produce department. If you don't see it, go to the store manager and make sure that he knows that you need a bottle, and we will get it to you.
Well, you know what? I have a Mr. K's Piggly Wiggly that I just adore. It's right next door to my house, and tomorrow is the grocery day, so I will definitely be checking to see if it's that Piggly Wiggly. If not, Mr. K will be hearing from me because I can't wait to try this.
Well, please do, Tim. That'd be great. I'd love for you to tell him.
For sure will. Folks, we've been talking with Nancy Price, and she's the owner of Price Specialty Foods, and we've been talking about her delicious spread, her Thousand Island dressing. So, Nancy, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We wish you all the luck in the future, and we're going to be contacting you because I think we'd like to have a few sample bottles out there at that Girls with Grills class because specialty appetizers and some specialty side dishes, and I think your product would be a wonderful fit. So
that would be a great fit.
That.
Yes, it would be wonderful, and thank you for having me on Barbecue Shop Talk. This has been really delightful.
Yes, ma'am. We look forward to having you again. Thank you so
all
much.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, bye-bye. Good night. Hey, Tim, it's a fast-paced show, as you call it, just about over here. And anyway, we've got one person been holding on here patiently, and he's calling in to talk about a class that he has coming up this weekend. That is Garland with the Big GQ and the Carolina Outdoor Cooking School. Garland, are you with us?
I am with you. I tell you what, my mouth is watering after listening to Nancy talk.
She's got a great product. I'm going to tell you what, when you finish with the salad, you want something to go with it, the tiramisu bars. I'm not a big fan of tiramisu, but Tina made this back when we were doing the winter market. And I'm going to tell you what, it's just incredible. I literally went over and got a whole pan the other day. She cuts them up in a pan that's 12. I brought a whole pan load home for the family. They just, I have one of my kids doesn't eat that kind of thing, and he absolutely loved it. And her salad dressing, Nancy's salad dressing, is phenomenal too. So we'll get some out for our class, but how about your class this weekend? I know it's sold out. Tell us a little bit about it and when your next one's going
to
be.
Oh, yeah. Thanks very much. Thanks to you and JT for having us on. And our class is sold out. We are not able to take any more participants, and we're quite happy about that. It's coming up Saturday at the Carolina Outdoor Cooking Barbecue class at the State Farmers Market in the Exhibition Kitchen. We are looking forward to having some barbecue royalty there, including JT Handy. I've talked to the 2010 and the 2011 South Carolina Barbecue State Championship winners, and they plan on showing up also. It's going to be a great class, and I cannot be more grateful for what the Barbecue Shop Talk has done for us.
Well, we're just out here to put the word out. It's the quality of the class that brings the folks in, and that word of mouth from your previous classes is what got you guys sold out, and I anticipate the February class selling out even faster than this one. So it's always a pleasure to work with you guys over at Carolina Outdoor Cooking.
And our, like I said, we're sold out for this class. Our next class will be in February. We have not quite narrowed down the date yet, and we're looking at our location and stuff, but it will be in February of 2013. We're hoping to continue our success and continue working with you guys. And, of course, there's more information to come on that.
So Garland, it's always nice to have you on. I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday. I'll be out there early morning and around lunchtime, and I'm excited about listening to Tim and when he does the brisket section of your class here. And I would encourage anybody that's thinking about getting in class, get in this class for February, get online and get in touch with Garland, get signed up early, get your information in so you're one of the first participants to get in. You will gain a wealth of knowledge out of it. Enjoy the class and great instructors there. So we're looking forward to seeing you Saturday, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you, and please, like I said, keep in touch with us at www.carolinaoutdoorcooking.com. Of course, our next class will be advertised there. We hope to have your listeners join in with us.
Great deal, Garland. Have a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. Thanks.
Sounds good, buddy.
Bye. Well, Tim, as you call it, fastest show in barbecue. It is over. Reached its end again. Great guest tonight. Great Garland calling in. Any parting words tonight before we cue up some bluegrass?
No, just looking forward to the class this weekend, folks, and also look at the events calendar on the SCBA and come out and say hello to us at one of the events coming up. And we'll see you next Thursday.
Good night, everybody.